Okay. Is perception reality?
Well, this is another issue of huge interest to me. Have you ever read Jerry Mander's Four Arguments for the Elimination of Television?
I know enough about it to talk about it, but I haven't read it.
Well, he's kind of a contrarian to much of McLuhan. And he's a contrarian to much of things like Werner Erhard, who created S, or whatever. He addresses a lot an issue that I've always been preoccupied with, which is the issue of solipsism in philosophy, the issue of are we the center of our universe, and is there any so-called objective reality outside of our subjective reality? And I long ago postulated the notion of what I call objectivity, a spirit of philosophical perverseness that's neither objective or subjective, that essentially claims that both of those things are impossibilities, which brings us back to the issue of perception, whether perception creates reality or whatever, however it is that you phrase your question.
Is perception reality?
Yeah, now, which is basically asking the solipsist question of, or at least this is the way I interpret your question, of is subjectivity the only thing that one can know, and therefore is that what constitutes reality? And I don't have an answer to that question, and I don't want to create an answer to that question. I don't really believe in subjectivity or objectivity, but I think that if I saw someone running towards me with a hatchet, I'd probably pick up a heavy object or whatever, or run away from them or whatever. In other words, I'm not going to just try to will their impending hatcheting of me out of existence by claiming that they're a product of my subjective universe. So that implies a certain amount of belief in an external reality, which again doesn't quite answer your question, but which is related to it.
Yeah.